He liked his peace and quiet too much for that. Sure thing, sweet cakes. I've got nothing to hide. Her eyes went flat. Her voice, when she spoke, was soft and hard at the same time. Don't call me sweet cakes. Don't call me anything but Bailey or Miss Jones. Alexei studied her. She'd gone stiff, and she looked angry. He wondered at her reaction, but then he told himself he didn't care enough to ask why. Probably one of those angry feminist types who hated when guys opened doors and tried to be nice like their mamas taught them. If that's what you prefer, Bailey.
Yes, thank you.
She took another sip of coffee, fixed him with those amber eyes, which had softened slightly now that he'd agreed to call her Bailey.
You'll take a paternity test? Really?
Yes, really, but you're paying for it. If I'm the father, I'll pay. But not until then. No chance of that, though. The corners of her mouth tightened.
All right. Seems fair enough.
So where are you planning to get this done? She frowned.
I don't know yet. I'll Google it.
Clearly, she hadn't expected him to agree so easily. He picked up his phone and tapped on the browser. I'll save you the time. A quick check of the results told him there were any number of clinics in the local area, as well as several over-the-counter options that you had to mail in. He turned the phone around and held it out. Which one? If he wasn't mistaken, her cheeks started to grow red as she scanned the results. This chick was interesting. The oddest things embarrassed her.
How about a swab that we send in?
Fine with me. He wouldn't let her out of his sight until they'd dropped it in the mail. Not that he figured she could tamper with the test, but anything was possible. Besides, it was the nature of his business to be suspicious. When do you want to get it?
Today?
Today's fine. She looked confused.
You're being very understanding about this whole thing. Why?
He decided not to tell her that he wanted to put the question to rest and get her off his back and out of his hair. Instead, he went with an equally plausible reason. Because you seem like you're in a bad situation, Bailey Jones. And helping people is what I do. In a way.
Bailey clutched the coffee mug in both hands and blinked at him. He had no idea how true that statement was. She had a roof over her head and money coming in. Good money. But her livelihood depended on her job, and that was difficult with a baby. Not to mention she sucked at the whole baby thing. It took her hours to get Anna to sleep, and he'd done it so easily. She was exhausted, which explained how she'd fallen asleep on a strange man's couch for an hour without waking. Hell, she was still tired, but she couldn't stay here. Didn't want to stay. She just wanted to get that paternity test, find out if Alex Kamarov was the father, and then... Then what? Bailey frowned. She didn't know. She'd had some sort of vision of getting help with childcare and support, but the reality was that if he was the father, he had more claim to Anna than she did. The thought sent a chill down her spine that hadn't been there before. Alex was watching her with those gorgeous green eyes of his. She had the uncomfortable feeling that he could see right into the heart of her, see all her fears and secrets. He was devastatingly handsome. How many women spilled their guts to him and opened their bodies before he dropped them like hot potatoes and moved on to the next one in line? Because that's what he'd done to Kayla. Used her and dropped her before the sheets even got cold. Nervously, Bailey took another drink of coffee. She hadn't been able to make any this morning before setting off for his house. She hadn't eaten either, though she'd made sure Anna had a bottle. Her stomach growled, and she cleared her throat to cover it. He heard it, though, because he frowned. You want some cereal or something? No, I'm fine. She wasn't, but she wasn't going to accept food from him, too. If you say so. I do. She cleared her throat again. You said you help people. In what way? My job. I get people out of bad situations, though I have to say there are usually criminals involved. Her heart skipped. I'm not involved with any criminals. But she probably knew some. The club drew all kinds.